listener production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Western Power are reporting major outages in Perth CBD this morning. It's believed thousands of businesses, residents and traffic lights are affected along St George's Terrace, Hay Street and Wellington Street near Yagan Square. Police have launched investigations into claims a woman was sexually assaulted at a Pilbara mine site over the weekend. The assault allegedly occurred at the Roy Hill mine site. A spokesperson says they are offering victims support. Swimming Australia has welcomed a decision by FINA to restrict transgender athletes from women's swimming events, endorsing a fair environment. They've commended the world governing body on recommending a new open category. The vote follows debate between Australian politicians about trans athletes in women's sport. Education Minister Tanya Plibersek has told Seven this morning it's a decision for the sporting bodies.
I guess if you're talking about fractions of a second between who comes first and who comes third, you would be looking for any of those sorts of advantages. But you know, this can very safely be left to individual sporting codes to work out.
Hamish Blake has won the Gold Logie overnight and taken out the Bert Newton Award. The Lego Masters host taking the time to thank Brickman and his wife Zoe.
I nearly cried and stole Brickman's gear. And I'm sorry if I was going to steal your shtick, Brickman, but this is also absolutely because of you. My beautiful wife, you stole my look for tonight and I had to quickly find this, but apart from that, I think you do it better anyway.
And Bruce McAvaney was inducted into the Logies Hall of Fame. In sport, Max Verstappen has claimed the Canadian Grand Prix after a tight finish this morning.
For the first time, he starts a race in Montreal on pole. And for the first time, he sees the checkered flag and will know what it's like to win the Canadian Grand Prix.
On KO Sports there, Daniel Ricciardo came home in 11th. Eagles defender Jeremy McGovern has spent a second night in Royal Perth Hospital after breaking his ribs on Saturday in the loss to Geelong. And England's Matt Fitzpatrick has fulfilled his lifelong dream of winning the US Golf Open. Listener.